True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Love talking with Coach Larrañaga, man. That's fun. He's got to be, I mean, we say it all the time, just a changed person, you know? Like, I mean, yeah. He would be preparing for a tournament. He'd be immersed in basketball, and now he gets to enjoy his family and watch some Clippers games and enjoy the food. Not that he enjoys eating, but yeah, it really is interesting to watch someone who lived something, and you know more than any of us,
yeah.
A coach's lifestyle is so 24/7 all immersive in their sport that it's really a remarkable journey to watch someone get to the other side of that.
It's funny. I would, because we kind of went through his process with him, but he was on with us and we talked with him when he was coaching. And just his love for basketball and up to the middle of the night and even referencing coaches from the 1940s and all that stuff. Like, he loves it. And you never know when guys retire. I would strike him as a guy that got right back into basketball somehow. He didn't. Like, he enjoyed, like he said, I don't even want to cook. I don't want to just hang out. He floats around. He enjoys his wife. I thought he would have went more of the Jason Taylor route. Where he retired and jumped right back into coaching.
Right,
to get
like
around
even
football.
At a high school or something. Just get me involved somewhere. I got to be near the court.
And I don't know if y'all, you know, through different, you know, aspects of life, though, I never knew who would be the guy that can let it go and couldn't let it go. Like, Zach Thomas and loves being retired. He loves just coaching his son's soccer team and hanging out. Jason couldn't do it. So, two Hall of Famers, both went different directions after retirement. I can't wait to retire and do nothing all damn day.
Oh, my God. I mean, I want these 4 hours back every day. I need. I'm teasing. We do more than these 4 hours. Got some very bad news from the world of Boca Raton last couple of days. I haven't brought it up yet. I didn't know how to bring it up, but I'm going to do so. Hooters on Glades Road is closing, and that's the final Hooters in Palm Beach County.
Wow.
Oh, man. There's that one on Pines and University, I think, is left.
There's one on Cypress Creek. Cypress Creek, you know, by, I think it's Andrews Boulevard. But, yeah, they're closing. They lost their lease. They say that they want to stay open, but they lost their lease. And it's up in February, and the landlord's moving them out.
They haven't really diversified their menu through the years.
Oh, when you have something that works, what do you need to diversify?
Just, you know, a little deeper menu, you know. I used to eat oysters there, which was crazy, but I used to. And
you used to eat the crab legs there.
Oh, crab legs, oysters, you know. But then they were seasonal. I wanted a good old oyster, Hooters oyster year-round.
Really? You wanted to go to Hooters for oysters year-round?
Year-round. And the one on Pines and University, the guy used to broil them for me. He put a little butter on there, a little seasoning. He used to make my own special crowd.
Well, maybe if he spent more time following the instructions that were given to him by corporate on how to prepare their meals, they wouldn't be closing their final location in Palm Beach County.
Customer's always right.
Sorry, Hawk.
Thanks.
That's tough, man.
We've been there together. We've been there before. I've been there with Hawk and Jim and
The Hialeah location, right? Didn't we do a live broadcast from the Hialeah location?
We were, but I don't think that one's closing. This has just happened to be one on Glades. Yeah.
No, there's a ton in near me. There's one in Doral. There's one on Coral Way. There's the one in Hialeah. There's one in Pines for sure, too. There's a ton near me.
I felt very safe at the Glades one, though.
Oh, easy living, man. Time of your life. All right, let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. And Game Day Uncensored Sunday will begin at 9 a.m. on 104.3 FM, WQAM. And Solana and Tobin, Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, they will get you ready for some Dolphins Saints action Sunday afternoon at The Rock. Apropos of nothing to do with the Dolphins, here are some updated superlatives from BetOnline. For the MVP race in the NFL, Matthew Stafford remains the favorite and has extended his lead over Drake May. It is basically, they say, a two-player race right now between Stafford and Drake May. Josh Allen has gone from 4-1 to 20-1. Baker Mayfield, a one-time favorite, is now off the board. Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson are now off the board as well. So right now, I mean, who saw Drake May at the end of November being in the MVP hunt, one of two players in the MVP hunt? But God bless them, I guess.
No, not God bless them. I wanted them to be in peril after the Brady time, and they go and find a coach and a quarterback, and now they're the number one damn seed in the AFC.
Defensive Player of the Year. Do you know who the massive favorite is to win Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL?
Some big-ass pass rusher.
You got it.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, you nailed it. Miles Garrett is minus 1,000. Aiden Hutchinson went from 10-1 to 40-1. Brian Burns, Byron Young, TJ Watt are now off the board. That is Miles Garrett's award to lose.
It's the defensive player of the year is turning into the MVP for a quarterback award. Like, them DNs are so stupid at changing games nowadays.
How about, would you like to guess, who is the odds-on favorite to win Coach of the Year?
Shane Steichen.
It is not.
Vrabel.
It is Mike Vrabel.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
Mike Vrabel is the favorite. He has created, according to BetOnline, a lot of separation from Shane Steichen. Ben Johnson has gone from 16-1 to 7-1. And the Bears keep winning. He's got to be in the conversation at least. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh is now off the board. Let's see here. Offensive Player of the Year?
Jahmyr Gibbs.
I was going to say either Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, the McCaffrey.
No, you guys are forgetting Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor is the favorite, but his lead is microscopic, they say. Jahmyr Gibbs went from 75-1 to 20-1. Christian McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, Puka Nacua are all off the board now. Yeah. But comeback player of the year, who is the favorite?
I don't know this because a guy can get benched and become a comeback player of the year nowadays. This is weird.
It Daniel is C-Mac. Jones. It's C-Mac. It's Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because he was hurt, but they don't even have to be hurt anymore. They've changed this rule.
All right, let's do headlines. Because Aronde Gadsden is going to join us this hour. In the next hour, Gino Toretta is going to join us. We've got to listen to the DBJ calls from Saturday, although he only did one, but we'll sneak that in at some point. before 6 o'clock today. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
My vote still goes to Damar Hamlin, by the way, for comeback player of the year.
Every year. As long as he's playing, I'm down with that.
As long as he's alive, it should go to Damar Hamlin.
Even if he's not in the league, he wins NFL comeback player of the year.
Every year.
Okay.
All he has to do is breathe.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So all he does on the field.
Well, not exactly. Not against the Dolphins.
Ooh. Oh, here you go, DeMar. Great job, big man.
You guys saw Christian McCaffrey yesterday just pretty much single-handedly beat the Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers Monday Night Football.
What's your feeling on Bryce Young, Solana? You've been high on him for a couple of seasons. He's had some bangers this season, no doubt. Where do you stand on Bryce Young?
If he could play the Miami Dolphins and the Atlanta Falcons every single game, then I think he'd be okay. The problem is that is not the case. The Bryce doesn't seem to be right currently.
All right.
Hey. It's clever.
You like that one?
You know what? He's very two-ish. He's little. He makes a lot of mistakes late. Like, him and Tua have a lot in common, I believe. He can make throws. Like, Tua used to be able to make throws. I think
Tua is 1,000 times better than him.
Right. As you sit here right now today?
Yep.
No.
If you had a game to win for the existence of Earth, the aliens come down. What was Max Kellerman's question? Yeah,
laser beam pointed down at Earth.
And you can't pick Andre Iguodala. So who do you pick? Honestly, you have to win one football game, and your quarterback choices are Tua or Bryce Young. Obviously, the best solution is sell all your property and your belongings and do whatever you can until the end is coming. But no, you have to win one football game. Your choices are Bryce Young or Tua. Who are you picking right now?
It's not an easy runaway. I would go Tua, but it's close. It's close, though, Hawk. That's sad
because I don't think it's
Bryce
close.
Hasn't done anything. Oh, no, now, not Hawk. You think about 2023 all the time. As we sit here today, as we've watched Tua go out there and get choked out, throw four interceptions in the Carolina game, like, I think you're living in the past with Tua, man.
Mm-hmm.
We scored 16 damn points, and it took 4.5 quarters.
Tua's on a two-game winning streak. What's Bryce Young on?
I know one-game losing streak.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm taking J.J. McCarthy. Alabama QBs, kind of trash when they get to the NFL, huh?
This has been a thing for a long time.
Yeah, no, I mean, kind of just very mid. I guess Jalen Hurts.
MVP.
Yeah, but he was kicked out of Bama for these guys. If you're giving me the option to go one drive for the fate of the universe, I'm taking Tua Tagovailoa. One full football game, I'm taking Bryce Young. Because I don't know if Tua can stay healthy for the entirety of a football game.
What are you talking about? He's been healthy all season. What do you mean you don't know if he could stay healthy?
This is healthy from Tua Tagovailoa, the guy.
I mean, he hasn't missed any plays other than when he was benched.
Now, okay, I say this: you have to pick a quarterback to have a better record through an entire 17 game season. I'm taking Bryce Young.
A quarterback.
If we have to finish over 500, for
do you
that
think
laser
the Dolphins have a different
up.
Record this season if Bryce Young is their quarterback?
Yes.
You think that? What are they, 4-7 right now?
Yeah, 4-7.
They're better. They're
you think right the Dolphins have more than 4 wins this season if Bryce Young is their quarterback?
Yes, I think the Dolphins have more talent than the Panthers do.
No. Take Bryce Young, put him on this Dolphins squad. You're telling me they have more than 4 wins because Bryce Young is that much better than Tua?
I'm not saying that much better, but yes, I would say yes. In McDaniel's system, I think Carolina's system's not that good. Yeah, I think Bryce Young would win 5 wins right now at least.
Solana?
Man, Crowder, I mean, I don't know what you're doing with Bryce Young. I'm the Bryce guy here. But
what are you doing with Tua?
I think Tua's a better passer. Tua's a way better passer, man. Tua's just overall just a better passer. Bryce Young can get out of the pocket. He's shown some flashes. He can get out of the pocket, make some plays. That dude is a deer in headlights 90% of the time. You take away his stats from the Falcons win, he's literally averaging like 107 yards per game passing. It's bad, bad. Tua's a better overall quarterback. I was riding with you because I thought we were trolling Hawk, but I mean, Bryce Young is really, really the definition of like, you hope he's mid. You know what I mean? You hope he ends up being mid. Tua, at the very least, you know, is going to come out. And at his best, he's gonna connect on some decent routes with his weapons. At least
you knew.
I think they might have a different record, Crowder. I think it's worse than 4-7. Oh. Like, I'm with you that they might have a different record. I think they might be 3-8 or 2-9.
This 2-game winning streak, Tua completed 29 passes for 173 and 171.
His numbers
are not
acting
like
impressive.
Tua's throwing up 400 yards a game. These are pedestrian numbers.
Is there a game Tua Tagovailoa has won this season? The only game I can think of that he has won with his arm was the Falcons game, where it wasn't even necessarily his stats, but he was 20 of 26. He threw 4 touchdowns. He had over 200 yards in that game, and he was just connecting on all cylinders. Outside of that game?
That's a good one. It's been Achan season. So now when you look at it through that prism, if you put Bryce Young on this team, they're probably 4-7. They're probably 4-7.
Oh, no, they're very similar, but I guess I'm getting after how y'all are looking. Like, y'all are saying, Bryce Young – I'm getting to saying Tua's name like you're saying Bryce Young's name.
Because I think you're overstating Bryce Young.
And I think y'all are overstating Tua because of the past performance of last season. This season, bro.
Well, Bryce Young's never had a 2023 Tua season. I mean, that's fine. You can't keep going backwards. I understand what you're saying, but Bryce Young's never had that.
But give Bryce Young Tyreek Hill. Give Bryce Young Jalen Waddle. Give Bryce Young Devon Achane. Man, Crowder, you got me swinging back over to you. And put him in Mike McDaniel's offense. And the fact that he's mobile, I think the Dolphins might be undefeated.
That's the part that I'm hesitating on, because you know I love the naked boot, and you can't do it with Tua. You could do it with Bryce Young.
You open up the offense more. You could do a lot more. You can move him. You can run. Like, yes, you can do more with Bryce Young.
We are in sports hell.
Let me just...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bryce Young actually has thrown for more yards this season, less touchdowns, less interceptions, but both have 42 quarterback rating. They're the same person, fellas.
Well, you said they'd have more wins with Bryce Young. I am more inclined to say yes, they are the same person.
They're the same guy. Yeah, so I'm with you. Same record. But Bryce is on his puppy deal. We just paid $2.5 billion.
Well, that's a different – that's a complete different story.
He's old. If he had thrown the ball 50 yards, he just falls down and gets sacked. I've just seen too much this year. You know, when your eyes are open, I think my eyes are now open on Tua.
Yeah.
How did Brock Purdy throw 3 interceptions in the first half and the Niners were still up 17-3 in the fourth quarter? Anybody understand?
Ticket Wizard texted me. I wasn't watching it because I was watching the Heat and the Bulls games and the Panthers game. NFL football actually fell to 4th on my list last night. But Ticket Wizard texted me out of nowhere. I just got a text and it said, Brock Purdy colorblind? And I wasn't watching the game. So did he look terrible?
Threw 3 interceptions. And the third one was just bad. Clean pocket, just overthrew his receiver. But again, they were up 17-3 late in the third quarter. It was insane.
Yeah. No, I think after, what was it? After 2 of the interceptions, the Carolina Panthers got a automatic 3 and out. Like the 49ers defense would just choke them to death, even with the ball. Get it on the 30, choke you to death.
There's a question for you, Solana, on the chat. Who's better, Chalmers or Drew Smith? And before you answer that, I know what Drew Smith's numbers were yesterday.
What are you talking about? His 3 assists?
Nope. Did you see Drew Smith's numbers? I check the box score every morning because I want to see Davion Mitchell's numbers because I'm waiting. I'm like a buzzard ready to bounce.
Yeah, it wasn't his best game either yesterday.
Did you see Drew Smith's numbers? I got to go back and look at this.
I have them here.
Jumped out to me. What is it?
0-6, 0-3 from beyond the arc. 3 total rebounds. He only had 1 assist, 0 points. He was a minus 15 in the game.
How was your Drew crew?
Yeah, not good. Not good yesterday. Mario Chalmers should have his jersey retired by this organization. That is not shtick. I firmly believe that.
By Kansas. Has Kansas retired his jersey?
I believe, yeah. I believe.
That's fine. That's plenty for Mario. That's plenty.
Mario Chalmers.
Congrats, Rio.
Started on this roster for this franchise for 2 NBA titles as a starting point guard. He's the only rookie in the history of this franchise to start all 82 games. Mario Chalmers deserves to have his jersey retired, the number 6 jersey, by the way,
just
by the
Miami being Heat. On the team?
Solana does this all the time.
Yeah. For delivering in the biggest moments in the franchise's history. I mean, Ray Allen might have hit that shot in Game 6, but you know who was open in the opposite corner? Mario Chalmers.
You know what? Mario Chalmers is DeMar Hamlin minus the medical problem.
I will drive the Davy right now.
Great line. That's funny. All right, what else do you have in the headlines?
Hey, Hawk, just because you were going through some of the NFL odds, I was looking today. The Patriots, 10-win Patriots, first in the AFC, aren't even in the top 10 for Super Bowl odds, favorites to win the Super Bowl, according to BetMGM.
So?
Yeah. They're 11th right now, according to BetMGM. It could be different on Hard Rock Bet.
Yeah, let me look on the Hard Rock app.
Okay. We know the Rams are first. You had read it to us yesterday. The Eagles second at plus 650. Chiefs plus 1,000. Lions plus 1,100.
Yep.
You've got to go all the way down. The Colts, the Seahawks, the Ravens, the Bills, the Broncos, who are also up there in the AFC, the Packers, and then the New England Patriots coming in at 11 after week 12 at plus 1,500. We're talking about the number one overall seed in the AFC.
Yeah, they're plus 1,400 on the Hard Rock app.
I'm not sold on the Broncos. The defense is stupid. But Bo Nix can't do – he is garbage for 3.5 quarters most games, and then he just does – he has one or two good drives. Like, I don't believe in the Broncos.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm not putting money on Drake May to win a Super Bowl. Like,
No, I know what you're saying, though. Like, a team with 10 wins in the regular season, you'd think – if you see them at plus 1,400 to win the Super Bowl, they're the only team with 10 wins. I mean, you'd think that you would want to jump all over that, and I'm not feeling the urge to jump all over that.
No. The Bills getting good didn't get to me as bad as the Patriots getting good again.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I guess because they just dominated. Somebody else needed to run the AFC East.
Not if you think the Dolphins are going to sneak into the playoffs, which I do, it's plus 3,000.
Let's give it here.
But just sneak into the playoffs, plus 3,000, make the playoffs, or?
Make the playoffs.
Make the playoffs is plus 3,000?
Plus 3,000.
Wow.
Boy. I was just in Vegas. It's open because of people like you.
Yeah, because my two futures are Zion Williamson to win MVP of the league, which he would do if they played the Bulls 82 games. And I've also got Aronde Gadsden the second, offensive rookie of the year.
I walked in Planet Hollywood. Where's your buddy? Where's your friend? Oh, he's not here this time. Damn it.
I bet at the beginning of the season, let me pull it up, but I bet the Dolphins, how they would lose this season, and I bet wild card loss.
What's that at?
Stage of elimination, wild card round. I bet it at plus 375.
Yeesh. Yeesh. Yeah. I mean, you'd be better off just betting make the playoffs at plus 3,000.
Yeah. Well, they're not offering anything back on that.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they would be.
That's a funny preseason bet.
I would have taken that. I remember him saying that, and that made a ton of sense to me.
We're going to be exactly who we were last year.
Yep.
That's sad. That's a sad way to live life, man.
All right,
he
guys.
Put that in after that terrible practice in Detroit.
I did. And by the way, Hawk, I got crushed on social media for pointing out that after that practice, I was changing my expectations for the Dolphins, lowering my expectations. Oh, you're taking a practice. You're overreacting to a practice. It's just what do the Lions beat reporters know? Everybody's down on the Dolphins. Everybody was right. About the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, stop it. They're on a two-game winning streak, and they're the hottest team in the NFL.
Nobody wanted to point that out. Nobody wanted to point that out when the Dolphins are 1-7. The Detroit Lions' entire journalism staff was 100% right. Everybody who covers that team saw Jack Jones storm duck trying to keep up with Amon-Ra St. Brown and said,
okay, well, apparently you haven't seen Jack Jones making the national media rounds like on Pat McAfee because he's balling.
I was at that practice, and it was sad.
Oh, don't overreact to a practice, Crowder. Don't overreact to a practice. How dare you overreact to a practice?
The last time I talked to Chris Greer face-to-face was at the Miami Dolphins-Detroit Lions joint practice.
Wait, you should call him up.
Anything else in the headlines?
He's got free time.
I want to have time with OG.
Your weather brought to you by Doral. Excuse me, brought to you by ChillZone AC featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. No, I am hearing an echo now, and it's bothering me. One of you needs to figure this out, because we've got me echoing back towards me.
Is it Jimmy?
No. It's not me.
It's me?
Probably.
Solana seems to think that you have one side of your headphones not in your ear, and that it's being picked up on the microphone. But if it's behind you, I don't think it would be.
Yeah.
It's on my butt crack, Solana. How is it picking up anything?
No, that's probably pretty hollow and has an echo. has an echo to it. That's like it's got to be like a cave. And there's probably spelunkers in there right now.
Hey, man, went rough for the old canolomoscopy, whatever.
Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
All right. Ronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some Dolphins football and Thanksgiving food with him. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You know, I'm not a huge mac and cheese guy.
What?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our friend Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He played for the Dolphins for many seasons. By the way, right by that Twin Peaks is Caneswear. And before we talk football, Caneswear, perfect place to do your holiday shopping. Caneswear on University Drive or online at caneswear.com. So OG Dolphins receiver, his son Aronde Gadsden II, in his first season with the Chargers. Chargers host the hapless Raiders this coming Sunday. But OG, we got to talk. We were talking in the last segment, and I can't even tell you how we got on this topic. But who would you rather have right now, Tua Tagovailoa or Bryce Young as your quarterback?
Tua Tagovailoa, for sure. Yes. For sure. Yeah.
It took a while to answer.
No, I couldn't figure out why that's even a question.
Yeah, I was thinking what angle was that at, but just if you put, you know what I'm saying, apples to apples, like, I got to go with Tua just because of the experience. And he may be a little thicker. He may, you know, weigh a little bit more. I may get a game or two more out of Tua. I know that's tough to say, but I don't know. They both Alabama quarterbacks, and they both think they're still behind the Alabama line because they both not rushing to do nothing. Like, hurry up, people. Like, what are you backing up so slow for, Bryce Young? They coming. The people coming.
They on the way. Hey, Hawk's doing this thing that the Dolphins can go to the playoffs. I think it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but do you see them continuing to win? Because this little 13-16 game against the Commanders has not impressed me. They really haven't impressed me, bro. I'm real down on the Dolphins.
I mean, what would they have to do, run the table?
Yeah. and still, that's not even a guarantee that they get in.
Oh, man. It's like both Miami teams need a lot of help going on, a lot of stuff going on. need somebody else to lose, somebody else to win. We got to win first. Like, you know, it'll be tough. It'll be tough. We still have to play New England. You know, we still got some games that's going to be pretty tough. I don't know if they win them all. I mean, listen, it's lining up good, though. I mean, we should win this one, have three in a row, right? And then we go from there. But I just don't know if we could hold it in the road that long. Because, you know, at some point, Mike McDaniel is going to go back to the hocus pocus and be like, yo, why you do that? Like that fourth and one thing he did in Spain probably won't work in the United States. You know what I mean? It probably just won't, you know what I mean? But I think, you know, hey, you got to give it a shot. You know what I mean? You got to go for them all now. Like, you got to go for all the fourth downs now because you got nothing to lose. I don't think they can run the table though. Unfortunately, I don't think so.
That was the funky paella, I think, that made Mike McDaniel a little crazy over there. Okay?
There you go. There you go.
Is there anything that the Dolphins can do down the stretch of the season? Here's where we're at, OG. They play the Saints at home. Then they go, they play the Jets. They play the Steelers, maybe, on the road, Monday Night Football, maybe without Aaron Rodgers. They play the Bengals, Joe Burrow's back, but that's a home game. And then they play the Bucs, maybe without Baker Mayfield. And that final game against New England, the Pats might not need to play anybody in that game. They might have the one seed locked up, or at the very least, they have their preferred playoff matchup. Is there anything the Dolphins can do down the stretch here that would convince you that they should run it back next season, pretty much just with the same core that they currently have, same head coach?
Absolutely not. I think we have to make some changes, you know. It has to be. Like, you know, listen, by all intents and purposes, they're going to bring back the coach and the quarterback, right? So something else has to change. You know, the coach, the head coach, the quarterback, and the running back, probably the three people that got to stay. Like, they got to stay, you know. And so, you know, I've said this, you know, like a broken record. I mean, they just don't have any vets that they can turn to, and I think that's just monumental in a locker room, especially in a young locker room. Like, you know, have to have somebody, you know, that can say, look, this is how it works. Like, you know, watching the Shedeur Sanders situation, like, if he got Myles Garrett on his side, he's gonna be straight. You know what I'm saying? Because if Myles Garrett called the players only meeting, everybody coming. You know what I mean? I just think you have to have some of those dudes in the locker room, and I don't think, you know, the ones we have probably not as boisterous, you know, as they should be or you would like them to be. Like, I'm pretty sure Minka's a leader. I'm pretty sure Minka, you know, has enough cachet to say, hey, this is what we need to do. But is he, you know, does he have enough moxie to just do it all the time or say it, you know, when we are listening, you know what I mean? So those are things I think we need to take the next step, because the head coach is not going to do it, right? He's not that guy, right? I'm a man. I'm 40. You know what I mean? He's not that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not that guy. He's not going to do it. So I think you have to have some players. You know, we can pick him up, though. You know what I mean? We've been doing pretty good with, you know, getting some mercenary players. Maybe you get a linebacker or defensive end or offensive, you know, lineman that's, you know, been in the trenches before and say, hey, look, this is how it's been done. I've won, you know, in years past, and I know how to do it. You know, this is how we got to start to do it. And then people rally around that with, you know, Tua and Mike, you know, jumping on board with it. But there's nobody really, you know, for us to follow. And if we don't get that, I think we'd just be, you know, spinning our wheels.
And OG, talk about, yeah, I'm with you. I don't want to win, you know, the next four games, and now we barely missed the playoffs, and we're right back on the hamster wheel, as we're calling it. But the teams that do turn it around, bro, the Colts, it was a change of quarterback, Daniel Jones. The Pats, they went and drafted Drake May, and the Bears, new coach, new quarterback, and now they're winning the damn division. Is there any situation where Tua is the quarterback and we turn this thing around? We bring in, I don't give a damn who we bring in. Is there any way?
I don't turn it around to what? You know, what are we talking about turning it around?
The division, being atop the AFC East, man. I'm not saying win the Super Bowl.
Not 4-7 through 11 games.
Right. Like, I'm going to harp back to the 70-20 week was the best. At that point, we were the best team that we could be, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you got to grind these games out. And you know, for us, you know, when I played, when you played, when whoever played, the bad part or the part we always got to look to is some of those games in the playoffs, we're going to have to play outside in the cold away. And I just don't think we have those people. You know what I mean? I feel that way about even UM. Like, I think they can make the playoffs, and I think they're a good enough team to make it, but this last game in Pittsburgh, going to be pretty dicey at 30 degrees. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be tough. Like, we got to go to New England in the last game of the season. It's away?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, we lost to them at home, like, week three or week four.
You know, still get dicey. You know what I mean? It's dicey. Like, I just don't know if we have those dudes that can grind it out in that type of environment. Now, granted, they may have their spot, like you said, Salon. They may have a, you know, place. I don't know, they four play five. They can't move nowhere, and they sit some people, but they still got to grind those games out. You know what I mean? Up there in the cold, 30 degrees. You know, nobody liking you, like, it's tough, you know. And so I don't know if we have that, those people in the locker room that could do it. I could be
OG.
Wrong. You know what I'm saying?
OG, yeah. What, because yeah, we're up against a break. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating. Like, I don't know what else you want me
are
to
you
do.
Doing traditional? You doing traditional turkey, stuffing, yams.
Yeah, I'm a traditional type of guy. And I'm going to tell you why. Not because, you know, I just love the turkey, you know what I mean? Like, you could have a, you know, you can have a turkey. But the non-traditional Thanksgiving that everybody's doing, no, we just going to have some fish and some steak. The point for me with that is Friday, when I'm watching the 3 o'clock Philly Chicago game, and when I'm watching the other games, on the basketball games on Friday, the Alabama Auburn or whatever, the leftover heat up in the non-traditional Thanksgiving suck. Like, that turkey and stuffing and those string beans and that string bean casserole and that sweet potato with them marshmallows on top, heat up so good with that cornbread. Ooh, I can't wait till Friday. I skip Thanksgiving. I want Friday.
You know what? He's right on that.
Wow.
He is totally right on
that's
that.
That's the best take, Hawk.
I'm not
best
doing,
take
yeah, I'm got. Not doing the traditional Thanksgiving because I'm over it, but, man, the leftovers are
the
so leftovers.
The
special.
Turkey sandwich, when you just walk in the fridge, open it up, and you see that turkey in the aluminum foil, you're like, I don't want that whole turkey, but if they got some dark meat back there, I'm going to make a sandwich. Put some mayonnaise on. Oh, I'll watch
Hawaiian whatever rolls.
No,
put that bad
man,
boy on a sandwich.
No,
he's
man,
right. You know what? I think I've screwed this up the last couple of years.
I want all the MSG. I want to be asleep within an hour of eating that. I'm putting gravy over everything.
So you can reheat ribs, you can reheat.
But it doesn't hit. No, but it doesn't hit the way OG's saying. He's right.
They don't hit. They don't hit. That stuffing and that gravy, Friday, when you get that thing out the microwave, you see the smoke coming off it. Man,
you said the thing is with the turkey, you don't even need to heat it up. So now you're feeling
really
like a
don't.
Sandwich. You grab the turkey right out of the thing, and then you heat up, you know, the stuffing or whatever. So now you got the sandwich already, and you're not waiting though. And then
you
the,
got to do nothing with the cranberry on the side. You can dip the sandwich in if you want. You can make a whole plate. Just got to get two plates at your house though. Channing, because I know you got them bad paper plates. They probably sorry. You gotta get the China. You got them little styrofoam plates, man. You gotta get two of them. But I'm saying, like,
doing all my little rugs.
You know, the ribs you gotta heat up. You gotta take them out, try them, put them back. Like, nah, I ain't gonna heat up no ribs tomorrow. Nah, I'm straight. I need the turkey.
He's right.
Lasagna's not
like a quick out of the fridge
and let me heat up a little piece. Who eating lasagna on Friday?
Yeah.
Who eating lasagna on Friday?
Lasagna, throw it in the microwave, and you eat it.
But who got lasagna on Thursday? Who having lasagna for Thanksgiving? Yeah. Well, how's that? What Anglo-Saxon house is that? Away. That's an Anglo-Saxon house.
You got carried away talking about green bean casserole. I know you was rolling, but you got carried away with green
bean
casserole.
No, that stuff good, man.
Ain't nobody eating green bean casserole.
With the little onion things on top? Yeah,
the crispy onions come out right out of the can. Yeah.
Come on, Channing. It don't matter what's under the gravy. I'm eating it all anyway. Just put the gravy on top of everything. I put the gravy on the bread, on the little bread, the little dinner roll. Roll all that up.
Totally right. All right, Rhonda Gadsden, we love you. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving to y'all too, man.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I didn't realize you were such an expert on this.
I didn't realize you were such an idiot.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.